Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Am I the butthole for dumping my ex publicly and not paying him back for the engagement ring? I just want to say this is going to sound insane, but I'm not trolling or making it up. Me and this guy were together for 3 years. We're 19 now. We never talked about the future until a year in. Before then, I tried to discuss it and he would change the subject. In short, I wanted kids, he didn't. I wanted to stay in Ireland, he didn't. I wanted to get married, he didn't. When I realized it was a bad match, I broke it off. But he asked to get back together, saying we were too young to worry about the future, and we got back together. This happened a few times over the next 18 months, and in this time, we probably spent more time apart than together. We knew early on that we wanted different things, and while marriage and kids are something I would want further down the line, I wasn't concerned about his open dislike of marriage and kids, because 19 is too young to get married anyway. If I were dating him 10 or 15 years from now, and he didn't want to get married, then I might have an issue. But when I'm barely out of my teens, it's not a huge concern, and just loving him and wanting to be with him is enough. When I went to see him this time, I was again considering breaking up with him. Aside from the long-term issues, he's also inconsiderate and has a mean streak that I really don't like. So when I arrived at his place, mentally debating breaking up with him for good this time, and he told me he wanted to take me out to dinner, I assumed he wanted to break up too. Publicly, so I wouldn't cause a scene. I don't normally cause a scene, but being in public tends to prevent yelling, and we both yell every time we break up. In the last year, he's asked me two things that, looking back, now stand out to me. First, he asked about jewelry, what kind of stuff I liked and what my taste was. I assumed it was because my birthday was coming up and he was getting me a bracelet or something, so I told him simple and delicate, silver or steel rather than gold. If there was a colour, then blue, nothing flashy or expensive, as both my job prefers plain jewelry and it's just my personal preference. I also said, go cheap. The other thing he asked me was how I felt about public proposals. I told him immediately that I, personally, disliked them, as I felt I wouldn't be able to say no, even if I wanted to. I feel like public proposals are okay when they've been specifically requested and agreed on, but one that's totally out of the blue is not okay at all. I assumed he was asking about this because his friend had just proposed to his girlfriend of several years, publicly, and she'd accepted, but admitted to him after that she would have preferred something private. I never thought in a million years that he would propose. So you can imagine my shock when we went to dinner and the first thing he did was propose. The ring was huge, gold, gaudy, red gems around a diamond, and the whole thing was the size and shape of a Super Bowl ring. He got on one knee and held it out to me. We were in the middle of this popular restaurant and the place was packed. Everyone there could see what was going on and wasn't even trying to hide that they were looking at us. I said no. Well, I didn't so much say no, I ran out of the restaurant. He drove me there, so I got a cab back and drove home that night. I realized running out wasn't the best thing to do, but I didn't know what else to do. I could feel everyone's eyes on me, and all I knew was that I didn't want to marry him or accept his proposal. I felt like I couldn't even speak. I was so upset about the whole thing. So I just got up and ran. I just want to take the opportunity to say here that I really, really don't care about the rings. Honestly, when I want to get married, which is absolutely not when I'm 19 years old, the right person could just turn to me and say, "Wanna get married?" And I'd say yes. I wouldn't even need a ring. I know I'm focusing on the ring and the public proposal a lot, but that's only because of one, how far away it was from what I told him my taste was, and two, what happened next. I didn't hear from him until a few weeks later. He said that he thought a proposal was something I'd want, but he saw now that it wasn't. He said that he was out of pocket for the rings. He'd bought us both the same one and got on them engraved. He linked me to the jeweler's website and the ring was up for €1,450. That's about $1,600, £1,300. So a decent amount there for a ring. When I asked why he was telling me this, he said that he'd hoped I would cover the cost of mine. He said that as they'd been engraved, he couldn't get a refund. He'd hoped that I would say yes to the proposal, in which case he wouldn't have asked me to pay, but I said no. He also said I'd embarrassed him by saying no in public, and I should have said yes, and if I was really against it, waited to say no when we were alone. We both live in small towns where gossip spreads at church. Enough people were at the restaurant that night that both of us got asked about it at church on Sunday. He has since messaged me saying he's debating calling in a lawyer to sue me for the cost of my ring, and he also says that I've caused him emotional distress by turning him down in public, and have publicly humiliated him for both rejecting his proposal in public and leaving him to deal with the church gossip, which I had no part in spreading. He says he can also get some money off me over those other two things, so €1,450 for what he spent on my ring, and extra money for emotional distress and public humiliation. I think his legal claims are all BS. And he wouldn't have a leg to stand on in a court of law. But I'm not a law student or a lawyer. He is studying law currently and has an internship at a legal firm. What do I do about all this? Do I need to prepare myself for a lawsuit, or is it not even worth worrying about? Thanks in advance. And then a couple of quick edits. Edit 1. He knew I wanted to get married, but not to him. He not only knew this, but said he had no intention of marrying me either. He openly despised marriage right up until the time he proposed, and he knows that we want different things out of marriage. And I told him that this was why I was breaking up with him the times before this that I've ended the relationship. During the course of our relationship, he's also said stuff like, "We're still too young to think about marriage. It's not like we're getting married." And, my favourite, "It's not like I'm gonna propose." That one was last April. And a final edit, his mother has reached out to me apologising for her son's actions. She said that nothing will come of this, and that she raised an idiot. Well, if nothing else, at least his mum is self-aware, because my goodness, he definitely isn't. What an idiot. No, obviously you're not the butthole in the story. I mean, I don't even need to answer that question, but I guess that is a point in the subreddit. That is obvious. I mean, there's just so much stuff to unpack. First of all, he's getting annoyed that you publicly humiliated him when he was the one who proposed in public. That was his decision. If he was ever worried about that, don't do it in public. Secondly, suing you for something that he bought you and didn't tell you that he wanted you to pay the cost. I mean, even if he did want you to pay the cost, you can't sue for a gift or a present or a ring. That is ridiculous. And third of all, he's an idiot because I can't even work out what he was trying to do the entire time. Why did he keep saying to you, "I don't want to get married, I don't want to propose," and then propose at the age of 19? How does that make any sense? I don't even know what his intention was there. An idiot of a man. My dad gave the business to my brother, so I left. Am I the butthole? My older brother, who is 30, went to university and then worked in the city as an accountant. I am a 27-year-old man, and I started to work for my dad as a plumber at 15 and went to college to get my qualifications in plumbing and gas. About the time COVID started, my brother moved back from the city and started working for my dad in accounting. My dad has been unwell for the last 4 years due to asbestosis. It's been really hard on the family, and he's getting worse, but is still loving life. I've been running the business for the last 2 years. We've expanded and now have 50 vans in the fleet and one qualified and one trainee allocated to each van. COVID was hard in the beginning, but we've bounced back. My dad still works on tools with me on Fridays. A half day, then back to my place for some beers. Friday is the only day I'm on tools now as I'm doing everything to run the business. Well, last month my dad told the family that he's stepping down from the business due to health and wants to spend more time with my mother and is giving the business to my brother and for me to step down from acting CEO. This upset me. I've been with the business for 12 years. At the beginning it was only me and my dad. My brother never wanted to be in the business. He said it wasn't worth his time and now he's the boss and I've been dumped back to a heating engineer with a 20k pay cut? He doesn't have any clue what we do or how to do it. I spoke to my dad, and he told me that my brother deserves it for all he's done, that he has a family and I don't, and that he went to uni. A lot of the other workers are upset about the decision and have told me that they will go where I go. I told my dad that if that is how he feels, then I will leave and start my own business. I've not spoken to my dad or brother since, and I've told them to never contact me. For the last month, I've had thousands of calls and messages from family saying some very hurtful things and telling me I'm ungrateful for what I have. So, am I the butthole? Now, I think it's pretty clear, at least in my opinion, that OP is not the butthole in this situation. He's just been shafted by his father. No. Not in that way, but who knows, maybe that goes on. Anyway, let's skip straight to an edit and then an unbelievable update. I want to say thank you to everyone for your kind words. There are so many to reply to. I will do my best to thank you all. To hear my father tell me in his own way he doesn't think I'm good enough was hard, and for my family to take his and my brother's side was even harder. In the morning, I will contact the large clients I've worked with over the last 6 years. I know we had some sites postponed due to COVID, big money, and I'll try and take them over. I have 20 of my colleagues wishing to come work for me, and I've saved nearly all the money I've earned over the last 12 years, so I think I've got enough to get myself up on my feet. Okay then, update one. I want to inform everyone that I'm not starting a business to destroy my brother. As much as I want to, I've spent almost 13 years building it, and I don't want to see anyone out of a job or for the business to die. It's about 5 a.m. in England, and you've all helped me so much. I'm going to be going over to talk to my father at about 8 a.m. and take him out for breakfast and a chat. I'm not sure if I'll get a proper answer from him, but I do love my family, and I want my future kids to know them. I'll update more after the events later today. Update 2. As I said in one of the comments, I believe my family had found my post, and they had. This morning, when I arrived at my parents' house, my mum opened the door and looked like she'd been crying a lot. My dad came over to talk to me and we went out for breakfast. He didn't say a word on the way there or when we arrived, but on the way back, he asked if we could pull over and talk. I can honestly say this was the first time that I'd seen my dad cry. I asked him why he did this to me and he said he doesn't know. I kept pushing and he finally told me he owed it to my brother for not being about for him as much as me when we were growing up. And there were times that my brother needed him, but he was working. I couldn't believe it. After 12 years of hard work, that was his reasoning. I told my father I spent half my life working to do everything for the business, and now he's thrown me to the side just because he's hurt his son in the past. He told me that he's seen the post that I put up, and to my surprise, he wasn't mad. He actually seemed remorseful. He told me my mother has been in pieces after reading the comments about how bad he treated me, and he thinks I'll never talk to them again. My dad told me after reading it all, he realized he should have split the business between me and my brother. It will need both of us to keep progressing, and he apologizes to me for never telling me how proud he was of everything I'd done. And he thought I knew how proud he was, but my brother has full control. My father has no say anymore, and my brother would never go 50-50. He tells me he wants me to go back as my brother would need me. I told him that's not my problem anymore, after he demoted me and cut my pay. I tried to make it work for 3 weeks, but my brother wouldn't listen. He didn't believe that I knew what I was talking about, telling me he knows how to run a business. So I left. Why work my butt off there when I could do the same work and make more money for myself? My dad broke down, saying that he destroyed the family and he should never have done what he did. I don't understand why it took this long for him to realize I was such a valuable piece in the company. Update 3. As I said, I've had a couple of Zoom calls with some clients today and they've gone very well. I've been informed that they will all be sending signed proposal letters for the up and coming work. Lucky the site start dates don't clash. That was one of the main things I was worried about. 3 of my colleagues have now left the business and have spoken to my dad, informing him about why they left and that they will be coming to work with me under their own choice. To hear them tell me this meant a lot. They all have between 5 and 10 years more experience in the industry. At the moment, I have all we need to start a new business with the 3 vans I own and the tools that I've built up over the years. I'm looking forward to the new venture in my life, and I can't wait to share this with my children when I have them. Then I received a call from my father asking me to come over for dinner. I was unsure at first, but I thought it was probably a step in the right direction. On arrival, my whole family was there. I went in and the atmosphere dropped. My mum wouldn't look at me, and my brother just sat there acting as if I didn't exist. My dad came and asked me and my brother to go into his office. He started to ask when I was going to return to the company, as they need me in early Monday morning. I couldn't even believe what I was hearing. I told them both, I'm not coming back and I've started my own company. And what does he even mean? You gave the business to him, my brother. My brother started to lose his temper, telling me if I cared about the company, why would I leave? I said some very choice words before telling him that I've always cared for the company and spent 12 years of my life working to make it successful, unlike him, who swans in, takes all the glory, and that I'm not going to sit there and be treated like that. I told him to F off so I could talk to dad, and I asked, what was this morning all about? He tells me he's sorry on the one hand, but then expects me to come running back. He couldn't even look me in the eye, so I left. I said goodbye to my cousin, my nieces and nephews, and I walked out. I've been writing for about 3 hours on and off, coming back on here to talk to people. I just want to say thank you to everyone for the personal messages, comments, rewards, and all the kind words and encouragement. I'll try and message everyone, but I'm exhausted and will most likely fall asleep. And then we have the final update, posted just a few days ago to let you all know this story started over a year ago. Sorry it's been a while. I've had a lot going on in the last couple of weeks. I'll try and explain the most I can. So, the new business is going very well. We have a lot of work coming in and we're making good money. At the end of the year, I'll be looking at expanding. So yeah, very happy with that. Me and my fiance are very happy. She's very busy planning the wedding of her dreams. She wants me to wear a suit, but tough luck, I'll be in my kilt. I couldn't be happier than I am right now, waking up to her every day. She's there for me no matter what and has been my rock through everything. Right then, onto my family. My father and brother still refuse to talk to me and have told me they will not be attending the wedding even though they haven't been invited. My mother has called my fiance but hasn't said much, only to ask about wedding stuff, and she won't talk to me. My fiance's family have been amazing. My soon-to-be in-laws have been helping with the wedding and everything else, and I'm extremely thankful for everything they've done for us. My other family have now backed off and apologized and want to make amends for everything that was said. Myself and my fiance are set to have our wedding in November. We sat down together and have decided to try having children after we're married. We're both excited to be parents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, fair play to you, pal. Sounds like you're getting on with your life very well. I don't know if I'd be able to do the same in your situation. I don't understand how your entire family just instantly turns their back on you. Like, your dad seemed like a nice guy. When I was reading it, I was like, oh yeah, lovely father and son relationship, working on a business together, all going well, great stuff. You must love each other and get on very well. Apparently not. I don't really know why. Even if your dad was really sad about the way he treated your older brother when he was younger, you know, working too much, not giving him enough time, that's one thing. And I kind of get maybe like 1% maximum why he might have thought that he owes it to your older brother to give him the business over you, but to then not realize that mistake, not understand how valuable you are for that company, as you said, and to double down and then not speak to you and not even want to go to the wedding and just have no contact with you after all that you've been through just shows how much of a strange person he is. I say the same about your mother as well. Why is she suddenly turning her back on you? I don't really get it. You've done nothing wrong. You're leaving a business where you had a massive pay cut, were clearly not valued, and you're going to work for yourself and earn a lot more money. Who would not do that? I get it's your family, but they treated you horribly. All power to you. Fair play for getting on with your life. Your family can F off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.